Liverpool-based artist Ben Solee is only 24, but he's already thinking about his final wishes.
When I'm gone now, bury me with my car. When I'm gone, bury me with my car. Cause if anywhere is wherever I end up when I'm gonna need my ride, get around. So please, please, bury me with my car.
You wouldn't know it from this fiddle-heavy tune, but Ben Solee is a classically trained cellist. Strings of all sorts strum on his second album. It's called Learning to Bend. There's the viola, the banjo, and even a harp. Solee came to the national scene with the Sparrow Quartet, where he plays with Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. He joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Ben Solee.
Hi, Angie.
So what kind of car are you going to be buried in?
I've been thinking about this. I think one of those old steel ones, like an old Buick or maybe an old Cadillac.
You go on to sing, "In America, they'll bury us with our car."
Yeah. I went on a whim to a lecture at the University of Louisville where I attended school, and it was this Egyptologist that was talking about Cheops' boat. The legend was that Cheops had been buried with 8 or 9 boats, and they were buried with these boats so that they could either get into the other world or to actually get around on the other side. And so I did some research, and I found some Romans were buried with their chariots, Roman warriors. China's first emperor was buried with that whole terracotta army. Hmm. And I just thought about, in our culture, what would we preserve ourselves in if we needed to get around on the other side?
I'm telling you, mine's going to be a minivan.
You'll have plenty of room.
I want to hear a track from the CD that shows off the talent that Ben Solee, you're most known for, which is playing the cello. Let's listen to, this is called A Few Honest Words.
If you're going to lead my country, if you're going to say it's free, I'm going to need a little honesty. It shouldn't be that hard. Just a few honest words is all I need.
Ben Solee, you're plucking this cello.
Yeah. When I started playing cello, I started in public schools. I was the only cellist in my orchestra for 2 years, so I didn't really have anybody sitting next to me being like, this is how it's played. And my dad was a guitarist, and I was always trying to play fiddle tunes with my grandfather. Really, my classical training didn't really happen until college.
There's a wide range of styles that you play the cello and songs that you write on this album. Let's listen to It's Not Impossible.
I can't change the way you live. All I wanted was to say goodbye. I was scared, you know, and I was mad, you know, but boys don't cry, boys don't cry.
This is a pop song.
Yeah, it needed to be a little poppy because it's a popular thing for boys to be tougher, to not cry. I mean, I know there were so many times when I was younger, it was just like, why are you crying? Well, because, okay, I'll stop. And after a while of that, it's not even about feeling bad about crying. It just becomes ingrained in us, and we lose that outlet of expression, and then we end up letting it out in other ways, like tuning cars and taking things and breaking things, none of which I've done.
It's not impossible for me to cry. It's just the hardest thing I've ever done.
Ben Solee, how do you write a pop song for the cello?
I don't know.
I mean, to me, I can imagine some guy with a guitar kind of picking around in his basement or in his room working on a song. But when you have the cello, how do you imagine all the pieces coming together of a pop song?
Well, that's a bigger thing. I mean, it's the consciousness of how people think of the cello. If you think of a cello, you think of it in what setting? It's probably with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. What kind of music is it playing? It's playing classical music. Who's playing it? Some guy in a tuxedo. You know, it's like this part of this bigger stigma of the cello. And it's really just a wooden box with strings on it. And if you write a song and want to have an expression and you want to just the cello to be a rhythm instrument to help drive it along, you should be able to do that with a little bit of time and just ingenuity. The old American way, you should be able to do it.
The one cover song on the album is Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
Well, it's dark in the city, I've lost my pride. The lights in the streets hide the stars from my eyes. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And it's too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there, just beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. And I miss my family, my little girl. She is my princess, I'd give her the world. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come.
You changed some of the words.
I changed some of the words. I really resonate with what he's saying in the song. It's an inherent belief in the inherent good of human beings. And I share that conviction. But I didn't really feel like, as a white boy from Kentucky, I could totally understand and take further what a black man was feeling in the 60s. And so I took it the way I could. And it's just, I took it the direction of trying to find some peace in this world.
My favorite song on this album is called Panning for Gold.
I saw God by the river, panning for gold. I saw God by the river, weary and old. He said, son, I used to know where I put things. I used to know.
It's such a melancholy idea of God losing track of things.
The song isn't so much about religion and spiritualism as much as it is just about aging. Both my grandparents are dealing with dementia right now. And they've just sort of forgotten all that they created and did. I simply use the character of God and the idea that if he created everything, he could potentially forget that he created it, and then it would be up to us to show him the beauty that he created.
I saw God in the forest, teaching Tai Chi to the trees and the wind, and bowing to the sea. He said, son, I used to know where I put things. I used to know.
Ben Sully's new album is called Learning to Bend. Thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely, Andrea. Thank you.
To hear more of Ben Sully's work, check out the music section of our website at npr.org.
Shown all the beauty in the world, but now I need show me. Yeah.